Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Sister Marie, pray with us, please.
Our Father, we love you so much, and we thank you for your wonderful presence in this building.
Yes, Lord.
When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. We thank you, Jesus, again for coming here and you see every one of us, and you understand our hearts, you understand our needs, you understand how much we need you, how weak we are. We are not self-sufficient, Father. We need you. We need your strength. We need your joy. We need your glory. We need your presence. And we thank you that you're here to do us good tonight. So move in a wonderful way to get your will done in this service. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Sing together 110 in our white book. 110. Once at alone beside the highway begging, his eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. Then Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to save. From home and friends, the evil spirits drove him. Among the tombs, he dwelt in misery. He cut himself as demon powers possessed him. Then Jesus came and set the captive free. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to save. Unclean, unclean, the leper cried in torment. The deaf, the dumb, in helplessness stood near. The fever raged, disease had gripped its victim. Then Jesus came and cast out every fear. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. So men today have found the Savior able. They could not conquer passion, lust, and sin. Their broken hearts had left them sad and lonely.
And Jesus came
and dwelt himself within.
When Jesus
Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you come, dear Lord. Jesus, you come, dear Lord. Have your way, dear Lord. Have your way, my Lord. Oh, Jesus, come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. And these little booklets that I gave out or that have been given out for this Tuesday, the reading is this. It says, the purpose God had in launching the Pentecostal movement was to make way for the presence of Jesus to be revealed, for Jesus Christ to be received by his people as King. The gifts of the Spirit are manifestations of Jesus. Their purpose, and listen to this, their purpose is to awaken souls to their need of Jesus and to draw souls to Jesus. And so if we truly want to be Pentecostal, what does that mean? I think there maybe are a number of different definitions what it means to be Pentecostal. But for us, it's that the presence of Jesus is revealed. Mm-hmm. That Jesus is our King. And I trust that we've all sensed his presence. When we talk about presence, his presence, it means that he's here. You can't have presence without a person. And so Jesus is here. Jesus is here. And Jesus saves me now. He's saving me now. He's coming to me now. And so I open my heart to receive him. And the gifts of the Spirit are to point people to Jesus. It's not about the gift. It's not about, wow, look at that one has power, or that one has this or that. No, the gifts are to point people to Jesus. And so he keeps us low and in humility before him so that he can manifest himself. And then this last idea, this last phrase, their purpose is to awaken souls to their need of Jesus and draw souls to Jesus. I trust that we've seen our need. Oh God, and that our lives are so full of Jesus that it awakens other people to see their need of Jesus. Is your life so filled with the love of God and the joy of God and the peace of God that other people are awakened to their need of Jesus? I trust that we have a testimony with those who are around us, and that our lives tell for him. And so we want Jesus to have his way. We truly want to be Pentecostal in that sense, to be led by his Spirit, to allow him to reveal himself to us and in us and through us. Jesus, we want you to be seen. Jesus, we want you to be glorified. In all things, have thy way. We have a great Savior. There's a song that was singing in my heart this afternoon, and I thought maybe we could sing it together. And it's in the white book. It's number 96.
The Savior can lift every burden, the heavy as well as the light. His strength is made perfect in weakness. In Him there is power and might. The Savior can solve every problem. The
good, but here's a good verse together.
The Savior can strengthen the weary. His grace is sufficient for all. He knows every step of the pathway and listens to hear when we call. The Savior can solve
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.